Shalom, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we saw in the flaws of Taras Hashem, Rabbi Yismach Moshe Ivan Eschak, Okabinemu Koresolo. And now we will continue by explaining an ikar of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Mamish Beklali Klali is in a very general way, again based on the Torah of Remainer Rosh HaYeshiva, our footnotes that sound. It says in Parashas Baaloscha, we have an ikar of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah special. And we see that in Baaloscha, God says to Aaron and Miriam, why weren't you afraid to speak about my servant Moshe? And there are various milas of Moshe that are enumerated. Pel pel davra, I speak to mouth to mouth. Tumenes Hashem yavi, b'chol beisin amanu. So he's so faithful in my home. He's the most faithful person. So that's so weird. They speak Lashon Hara about him, and then they're told, don't speak Lashon Hara about him because he's such a great guy. What is Moshe Rabbeinu being so wonderful? B'chol beisin amanu, pel pel davra bo. That it says all these milas of Moshe. What does that have to do with the Isser of Lashon Hara? When you speak Lashon Hara, you don't speak Lashon Hara about anybody. Does it matter whether he's a Navi or not a Navi? Does it matter how wonderful a person he is? So the explanation is that there are two types of Lashon Hara, as explained in Pachad Yitzchak and Shavuos Ma'amar Gimel Lo Space. One is that you speak negatively about a person, you don't speak about anybody negatively unless you have a Toelis. Another is that you're not judging favorably when you should have judged favorably, and you judge unfavorably. That's also a type of Lashon Hara. That's also included in the Isser of Lashon Hara. So Miriam only was over on the second type, the second Isser. It was only a Choser Diyon L'Kav Schus. And we see that in the Targum Yonasan, on the Pasuk. In the Targum Yonasan, he says very explicitly that it's because she unfairly judged Moshe Rabbeinu. It was not because of the Etzem Dibur Lashon Hara. The Dibur Gnus itself was permitted. What was Aser is that the Lashon Hara aspect, the Dibur Begenusa was not Aser, but why wasn't it Aser? Maybe she had a certain Toeles, whatever it might have been, but that wasn't the Aser part. The Targum Yonasan says what was Aser is that she didn't judge him favorably. And then this comes the Taina, why weren't you afraid to speak about my servant Moshe? The Madrega of Moshe, you shouldn't have judged him unfavorably. Even if Kolat Stadim Notim Lechov, you still should have judged him favorably. And there's no Cheshman of Heter of Toeles, because Toelis only applies when you're speaking the Gnusa Shaladam. But as far as judging him favorably, there you have a person that has to be judged favorably, has to be judged favorably no matter what. And that's why it says here, B'chol Beisin Amanu. He's so faithful in my house. He's the most faithful one in my house. And therefore, you can't judge him favorably. Therefore, you hate the person you should most judge favorably. And that's the Kesher, what we say in Shachris. Because Moshe Rabbeinu reached the height of being judged L'Kav Schus. He's an Eved Naaman because he's such a faithful servant, and therefore you have to judge him favorably. Therefore, he was Zochet to bring down the Luchos on which we have Shmirah Shabbos. And Shmirah Shabbos, as we explained in the previous shir, has this nature of Naamanus, that if there's a steer on somebody's Shmirah Shabbos with the fact that they're Ovid of Azara, we have trust in them enough to say that the Shabbos is what's Iker, is what's primary, and the Avodah Zarah isn't really Avodah Zarah, and therefore the Tshuva is much more. It's much easier. But that's what we're saying on Shabbos. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko ki evin ne'aman krosel klil v'raz v'shavos ato v'ndoch la'asenei u'shnei luchas v'ar har v'yado v'chos b'am shmiras Shabbos. And Moshe Rabbeinu has this tune of ne'amanus, and therefore he should be judged favorably, and therefore he was zochah to bring down Shabbos, which also has this nature of trust, of confidence, that if someone keeps Shabbos, you don't look closely at the person, but rather you assume that Shabbos itself is what's primary, and everything else you look at as not being real, not being ancillary, is only secondary, and they could be fixed. But Shabbos is Iker. So too by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Iker, that he was an Eved Naaman, and therefore you have to judge him favorably, and that was Miriam's error. So now we'd like to explain b'miyuchad b'misuyim, what it means Eved Naaman. Eved Naaman, we have to know, is not talking about the tzidkus of Moshe, like I said before, to say he's a great guy. Right, pel pel dabrabo, tumenet Hashem yavi, b'chol beisinim, he's a great guy. No. It's talking about his madrega and nevuah. It's not talking about his frumkeit. It's not talking about his tzidkus. It's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega and nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu had a very high madrega and nevuah. And these toirim of Moshe Rabbeinu are b'chinas nevuaso, or Rabbeinu, but not Moshe Rabbeinu as a person. So what is this tune of Naaman when it comes to nevuah? So if you have a stira between the nevuah of Yirmiyahu and the nevuah of Yeshayahu of old men Gedarf Klerin, then you're in trouble. But when you have a stira in the nevuah of Moshe, it's kind of zayin. You don't have to ask any questions. You just push away the other nevuah. It can't be a real nevuah, anything that's so sir, because Moshe Rabbeinu has ne'amanus. There's going to be no stira. You don't have to worry about it. When there's a stira between Yirmiyahu and Yeshayahu, you have to be miyashiv between Yirmiyahu and Yeshayahu somehow. But when there's a stira in Moshe, there can't be. There's no stira in Moshe. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is a Naaman, and there's no stiras in Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's what it means, Naaman. No contradictions, completely faithful. And now we get to Eved, and we're going to reveal a sod. They want to ask a very big person, where do we have a remez in the Chumash that we're going to get back the first Luchos? We believe in it, but where's there a remez? Where's there a hint in the Chumash we're going to get the first Luchos back? And he said that it's in the word Eved, that Moshe Rabbeinu was called Eved Hashem, Avdi Moshe. The first Luchos were broken because Hashem said, go down, because your nation became corrupt. And Chazal Darshan, Amcha V'lo'ami, they're your nation, they're not my nation, because the Erev Rav that you, Moshe Rabbeinu, brought to Klal Yisrael, that's why they went off the Derech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls them Amcha, that they're your nation, you did it without me, they're not Ami. And therefore, we come La'afuke, to preclude from this, we say that Moshe Rabbeinu is an Eved. Eved doesn't have anything of his own. So here it's Merumas that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have an Amcha below Ami. Whatever is Moshe Rabbeinu's nation is God's nation. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to fix it. There's a Haftacha. Either the Erev Avel and Farfol and Ver, either they're going to get lost or they're going to be fixed. Ubebitol Amcha kamufrad me Ami tisbatel minias luchos rishonas. When we're mevatel, the Amcha is separate from Ami. There's going to be a bittel of not receiving the luchos back. We're going to get the luchos back. We lost the luchos because there was a hafrad of Amcha and Ami, our nation and God's nation. Moshe's nation and God's nation. Amcha below Ami. They're your nation, Moshe, not mine, the Erev Rav. And that's going to be fixed, and then we're going to be able to get the first luchos back. So now we can explain this passage of Yismach Moshe, and it's coming to preclude from a matzav of Lech Reid, where Moshe Rabbeinu was, so to speak, excommunicated, go down, an excommunicated person is not allowed to be b'simcha. So we have the Yismach Moshe, or Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be attacking what happened with the Luchos. So on Shabbos, there are three matbeos lashon arvis, is Keneged Shabbos Bereishis, where we talk about Briyas HaOlam. Shachris, we talk about Shabbos Matan Torah. Everyone agrees that Shabbos and the Torah is given on Shabbos. And Mincha is Keneged Shabbos, Shel Asid Lavo. Mincha corresponds to Shabbos that will be in the future. So Tefillah Shabbos Shachris is Keneged Nesinas Haluchos. Right, we say in Shabbos Mincha, Hatecha B'Shem Chechad, which is the Yichud, which is the Asid Lavo, the highest Metrega. So Tefillah Shabbos Shachris is Keneged Nesinas Haluchos. The problem is we lost the Luchos Rishonos. The ones that were given on Shabbos, the Luchos Rishonos, we lost them. And the Shneos were given on Yom Kippur. And we're coming to Davin Mitzad, the Luchos Shneos, the ones that we have, not the ones that we don't have. So how can we start talking in Shachris about the Luchos Rishonos that we lost? So therefore, Chazal wanted to include also the Luchos Rishonos. And that's in the Lashon of Yismach. The Moshe Rabbeinu has the Ma'il of Torah. By Moshe Rabbeinu, Tamit Smei Advarim, Tamit Smeichem Kinesinas and Sinai. They're always happy as if they were given, like Lashon of the Gemara, as they were given on Sinai. When Vifo Simcha Esis B'Mitzias Haitzel Moshe, as much Simcha as there is in reality, Moshe Rabbeinu had. Moshe Rabbeinu has this Matana of Torah. He has this great Matana of Simcha. There's just one Chisaron, and that's that Moshe Rabbeinu was excommunicated, the Tzar of the Nidui. And therefore, Yismach shows that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to have Shleimus HaSimcha when this Nidui is cancelled, when this Nidui is nullified. And that's when there's going to be a Tikkun of Amcha, of your nation, that your nation, Moshe, is going to go back to be God's nation. There's going to be no more Erev Rav, which is when we're going to get back the Luchos Rishonos. Why will Moshe Rabbeinu Yismach B'Matnas Chelko? Why is he going to come to this Simcha? Ki Eved Naaman Karasalo, because you called him an Eved Naaman. He's an Emma. He's faithful, and he doesn't have anything of his own, and therefore he's going to fix the Amcha. He's going to make sure that his nation is also going to be God's nation. It's not separate from Ami. And then there's going to be a hemshech. We can speak about the luchos and the tefillah of Shabbos Shachris. Yismach Moshe is going to be so happy. He's going to have the complete simcha of Torah. Why? Because Eved Naaman, he's faithful, and since he's faithful, he's going to fix this amcha v'lo ami, and he's going to bring back the nation all gods. It's not going to be that they're Moshe's nation and not God's nation. And then he brings down Shabbos. They're going to have Shabbos, which is also this Indian of being Naaman, that on Shabbos there's this believability, this trust, this confidence, and therefore if a person's Avodah Zarah, but he's also Shomer Shabbos, there's a Mechila, as we explain. So Klal Yisrael steigt mishachris ad mincha. We're steiging. We're growing from shachris to mincha. Shachris, we talk about the hachzaras luchos rishonis in the bittul of the erev rav, and mincha, which is connected yom shekulo shabbos. We talk about this explicitly. This tikkun explicitly. Why? Because we say Avram Yagil, Yitzchak Yiran, and Yaakov Uvanav Yanukuba. We're all going to be bnei avos to exclude the erev rav that are amcha v'lo ami. We're going to fix this amcha, and all the avos are going to be happy. Al Yisrael bneiim. Avram Yagel, Yitzchak Yiran, and Yaakov Uvanav Yanukubo. So that connects to the, that explains the Nusach and Shabbos Mincha, the Simcha of the Avos, that it's only going to be their nation, nobody from the outside. And we also understand the Nusach of Shachar, Yismach Moshe B'Maschelko, his great Simcha, is that he's an Eved Ne'aman, he's going to fix this Kilkel of the Luchos, and we should be Zelcha B'Karav to see that. Amen Ve'amen, Dvarim Ha'inu Flaim B'Yoser. I hope we're able to revisit this and learn deeper about the Nusach HaTfilah, it's so beautiful. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.